When Mozart sits down to paint, he just paints. I don't think the first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
Boy, music.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, music.
It is 11:39 on a Thursday morning. Donovan Lewis, Mount McLaren, it's the invasion. We are at Myers Garden in Dallas for the first round of the NCAA college basketball tournament. It is underway. We are awaiting the second game to tip. Troy, Nebraska coming up here in just a minute. Ohio State and TCU underway. The ticket will be out here all day long at Myers Garden in Dallas, right here on Henderson Avenue in Belmont, just east of 75. So come hang with us. Giveaways every half an hour. You got drinks, you got food, we're ready to go all day. Myers Garden is where you will find a ticket today here in Dallas. But Donnie, as we heard you tell Norm, it's boy, music.
Mozart's music. Yeah, so let's get into this, because there's a lot going on. So Afro Man, of course, the guy that had the song, sponsor?
Yes, Globe sponsored Life. By Globe Life.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jay.
Thank you. Sorry.
So Afro Man, who had the song Because I Got High. I didn't even realize that this happened to him. So back in 2022, his house was raided because they thought he had drugs and he was a kidnapper. So they raided his home. And so at his home, he has all kinds of surveillance cameras and videos at his house. So after that happened, Afro Man put out music about the raids and about the officers that came and raided his home. Okay? So they sued him civilly for defamation because he used their likenesses and all the videos, and they're spreading lies and stuff about him. Well, he's in trial about that now. So an Ohio jury yesterday sided with Afro Man in a lawsuit saying he had first freedom of speech as far as his music videos about what happened at his home.
Okay. Yeah.
But he put out all these videos, man. Using the surveillance video that he had from his house, all about these officers. He put out almost like an album. Dude, it's crazy. So, Travis, if you don't mind playing the Will You Help Me Repair My Door, is one of the songs he put out. So fire that up. So in these videos, dude, he's using all the footage that he has of them breaking into his gate, busting down his door, going through all of his stuff, as far as they're trying to find drugs or...
Will you help me repair my gate? Will you help me repair my door? Did you find what you was looking for? Will you help me repair my gate and door?
No way.
Would you like a slice of lemon pound cake?
So it showed this officer in the kitchen, and he walks you by a cake that's on the counter.
No way.
Yeah.
So he made lyrics to the footage of the actual video.
Yes, and the video shows the footage, and he's just walking everybody
no
through
way.
What's happening. Yeah. Okay, keep that one going. Keep that one going, because it's so many good lines.
Is this online?
This, like, yes. If you go to YouTube and you search Afro Man, you can see every single video. Hang on.
The warrant said narcotics and kidnapping.
This may be my favorite part.
The warrant said narcotics and kidnapping. Are you kidding? I make my money rapping. Why does the warrant say narcotics? Well, I know narcotics, but why kidnapping?
Why know narcotics?
Let me ask you something, officer. Any kidnapping victims inside my seat pockets?
Because they show him going through his seat pockets, right? And the whole video is just him kind of narrating all the surveillance footage that's going on while he's rapping to it. Okay, I could listen to this whole thing, but let's bring that one down.
This is nuts that they use the actual video of this.
And so now,
no way.
Play the Battle Ram Hymn of the Police Whistleblower. That's the next song that, well, I don't even know what order he released these things. But he has a lot of themes.
Mine eyes seen the corruption of the Adam County cops. Stealing money, stealing cake. When they make they traffic stops. First they screw you, then they sue you. Play games and dismiss your claims. The proof's on the internet. Afro Man will bring it to ya. Afro Man is gonna do ya. Gonna screw ya. My proof's on the internet. Mine eyes have seen informants get busted with felonies. Tell the cops I'm a kidnapper and I sell a lot of keys. Raid my house and then get pissed, 'cause the dungeon don't exist. My proof's on the internet.
Okay, so this one goes on. And again, all these videos are on YouTube if you want to check it out.
That's crazy.
So, play the "Why You Disconnecting My Video Camera?" Because you'll see one of the female officers. You see the footage, and then she's kind of wrestling around, and then once she pulls the plug, it goes dark.
The British are coming, the British are coming. Hide your money, your kids and your woman. White supremacists on my premises. What is this? A racist feminist? Why you disconnecting my video camera? Why you disconnecting my video camera? Why you disconnecting my video camera? We ought to throw crooked cops in the slammer. Why you disconnecting my video camera? Why you disconnecting my video camera? Why you disconnecting my video camera? We ought to throw crooked cops in the slammer. August 20th. First was the day the Adams County Sheriff destroyed my gate. They ran up my driveway with guns and hate to steal my funds. They just couldn't wait. I know you want me dead or in the slammers, but why you unhooking my video cameras? Rent a cops for rent,
for rent.
Digging in my pockets
for lint,
for lint. Unconfidential informant. False accusations on the warrant.
Okay, so one of these songs, he goes pretty deep about as far as him saying that he had relations with one of the officers' wives. So I can't remember which one it was. So I wanted to read that, dude. They're asking, why are you looking for kidnappers in my CD case? And they show him going through all the CDs. He said one of the officers stole money from him. So you see officers going through some cash. And I don't know about if they showed him putting it in their pockets. But he has all these.
This is incredibly badass.
It's crazy. All right, so the last one that I have,
good for him,
because
man.
There's more songs, is called Lemon Pound Cake. And he's really on this one because they show the video. You can play it, Travis. The officer walks by, and he's just walking in the kitchen, and there's a half-eaten cake that's right on the counter.
Yeah, I saw it on the video.
Yeah.
But they don't try to eat it, do they?
I don't think so.
They down just my door, then I heard the glass break. They found no kidnapping victims, just some lemon pound cake. Mama's lemon pound cake. It tastes so nice. It made the sheriff wanna put down his gun and cut him a slice.
Of what?
Lemon pound cake. He wanna put down his glide. Lemon pound cake. Trending on TikTok. Lemon pound cake. He's a family guy. Lemon pound cake.
Got the munchies because he got high.
Lemon pound cake. Pound cake. He's a Adams County sheriff.
So,
he's hungry.
So
and he's
they have that. And it's been viewed like 3 million times.
Yeah.
And they have him performing it. Like at a place, and the people in the audience are singing along with Lemon Pound Cake. The first song that we played has been viewed like 9.5 million times.
That's incredible.
And
dude.
Yeah, he has one where it's
golly.
I don't know if this is made up or not, but it's like some footage of him or somebody's wife, and it looks like she's having relations, and he's saying that he was the one that did it, and they're even asking the dude, because the name of the song, one of the guys is Randy Walters. It's one of the officers that came in, and he has a song called Randy Walters is a Son of a Bitch. And it's the lyrics implying an extramarital affair between the defendant and the wife of one of the plaintiffs, Randy Walters. And so Walters told the jury, this is a quote, "When my daughter came home and advised me that she was getting messed with at school because apparently her mom is having sex with Afro Man." And he said, "It's horrible. It's hard when your job that you're doing affects your family, which affects you." So they did ask him a couple of questions on there about it. Like, did they have, did they do it? And he was saying, "I don't know. I'm not with her every single moment of the day, so I'm not quite sure if she did it, if they did it or not."
This whole thing is amazing.
Dude, the footage is crazy. To him, to put out a whole entire album, and he's not going to have to pay them a thing. They sued him in civil court for, one was like $1.5 million. I think that was Randy Walters. And the female in the case sued him for $1 million.
Incredible.
And then you had these other officers in on it. But the judge sided with Afro Man. And he came out, he has on an American flag suit. And when they ruled it, he went outside, and there's a huge crowd behind him, and he's just yelling USA and freedom of speech and all that because the judge sided
with him
on this case, man. It is crazy to go through and just listen to some of those songs that he put out. But Afro Man, didn't even know that thing happened until he went to court. And now I watched so many of those videos last night, and I'm just laughing at these songs that he put out.